always do this as well with the orthopedic team. Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center brings you Inside Sports Medicine. And always great to have the team on. I'll tell you, this guy does a great job. Orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Aaron Dykstra at Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center joins us on Inside Sports Medicine. Aaron, it's good to get you on. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. So I have something I wanted to discuss with you, and this is, you know, NFL season, a guy that's been out all year, and something you have expertise in when it comes to the elbow, the arm. Ben Roethlisberger, Steelers quarterback, everybody's kind of maybe forgotten about him, but he's been out all year, and people aren't really saying a lot, so we don't know everything. You're not the team doctor, but I want to tell you, what do you think has happened there? He's had surgery. Not a lot of people have talked about, man, it was really painful when he played. What do you think of when you see that?
Well, it sounds like he probably tore the medial collateral ligament of his elbow. Not an uncommon injury for throwers in general, but certainly with football, the type of torque that they see with hits and impacts. But what probably happened is they thought it was partially torn, maybe completely torn. So my guess is they did a scope on his elbow, did an intraoperative stress exam, and found the ligament to be competent but still injured. So they didn't have to do a, what they call a Tommy John repair, where they reconstruct the whole ligament complex, but they probably thought it was stable enough to allow for just simple healing on its own. It's hard to say for sure, but that would be my guess. A competent enough ligament that they left it alone to heal on its own.
This is Dr. Aaron Dykstra. He joins us, Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center, bringing you Inside Sports Medicine. Learn more at bhosc.com. I want to get your thought on Ben Roethlisberger. Is it just impossible to play? I mean, when it comes down to it, because, you know, everybody thinks, well, could he be healthy? He doesn't look that bad, but you just can't throw.
Yeah, I mean, at that level, with the amount of torque that they put on their arm to throw a football, it's not going to be possible to throw. Even baseball pitchers, even the baseball players we see in town, it's just impossible to have an accurate throw and to get any speed on the ball. So it's going to prevent him at that level to be able to throw accurately and to throw with any power.
How is the recovery here as far as getting back to full speed? Because that's what people always wonder, whether it's baseball pitchers or, in this case, a quarterback getting back to full strength.
Yeah, so it's really making sure that ligament's completely healed. A return too soon is going to end up with chronic pain. He's going to suffer longer. So it's usually a complete slowdown, let it heal completely, and once he's back without pain, he'll start in the throwing program, get him back on track, get the strength back up, and once he feels like he's full speed, they'll let him go.
Ben Roethlisberger's been out most of the year, felt that something was wrong in about the second game this season. Dr. Aaron Dykstra, Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center, talking Roethlisberger and the elbow injury. Does age factor in? He's not a old guy, but he's not a younger guy either. Does that matter?
Not as much at their level. With their, the amount of training that they have and the trainers that they utilize, they're going to be at pretty peak, condition most of the year round. So it's more so likely an injury that happened. He may have had a bad throw one time, got hit following through, and something that tweaked the ligament just enough that it's going to keep it from being possible to play with.
By the way, you mentioned baseball. Do you see other things, other common sports or activities in this neck of the woods that could lead to something like this similar?
Yeah, certainly rodeo, too. We see a lot of stress that happens with guys, the bareback riders, the saddle bronc riders. They can cause a lot of injuries like that as well, get wrapped up in a rope, something gets caught, hung around. Sometimes even catching on the chute or the gate can cause some pretty bad injuries like that. So we see a fair amount of stuff like that just with every type of activity.
Talking elbows, Ben Roethlisberger elbow. We'll see if he gets back to full speed. Been out the year. Inside Sports Medicine, always a great perspective. The orthopedic team here, the experts, orthopedic surgeon, one of them, Dr. Aaron Dykstra at Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center. Aaron, thanks for the time. I appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate it. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Appreciate him coming on Inside Sports Medicine only on Fox Sports Rapid City, brought to you by Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center. That's the story with Ben Roethlisberger. The old elbow, the surgery. You never can quite get all the details because we'll see how it goes. I would expect you're going to see Ben back next year. What's he going to look like? We shall see. I mean, the Steelers have survived. That's what's been surprising with them. The Steelers have survived without Ben Roethlisberger. They've had a couple of different guys, Rudolph and Hodges, take the lead. Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center, online at bhosc.com. If you suffer an injury, see the orthopedic experts. Continue your active lifestyle. They'll get you back in the game. Learn more at bhosc.com.